104.5 The Zone, 819 here in the Wake Up Zone.
Ooh, that's a good one there, man. You're in a spin class, man. You start picking up your pedals, man.
Oh, man. Anytime I'm in a spin class and this comes on, I just get rolling.
Yeah, I know. Well, Mark's the one teaching the class.
Right. What about Pilates?
Right.
I just want to see Mark in a Pilates class.
Oh, my goodness.
That would be awesome.
All right. This is the Wake Up Zone on 104.5 The Zone. He's probably doing Pilates right now. Coach Tim Corbin joins us from College Station, where Vanderbilt opens SEC play tonight against Texas A&M. Coach, how you doing this morning?
Doing good. No Pilates classes in College Station.
Oh, man. I would have thought all you baseball guys do Pilates, man.
Yeah. Okay.
Have you ever, going back to that game on Tuesday, have you ever seen a game where the first nine hitters in a lineup all scored in the first inning?
No, I haven't. I haven't seen a game like that before. I haven't seen the ball that was hit over the pitcher's head that pitcher picked up. He looked at first, then looked at the plate, then he looked at third, then he threw the ball to second. He looked at all four spots. We saw it in the class on video. The guy started cracking up because it's just something never seen before. But that was an odd inning.
It really was. Did using Mason Hickman for a few innings in that game, and he almost had to just kind of stabilize the game and move it along, but did that affect anything for him for this weekend?
Yeah, it did. And, you know, sometimes you have to eat some bullets in order to be, you know, successful in a game, and we had to just survive that game. As you said, first inning was the hour. So anyone who liked baseball went to that game and didn't like baseball after they went to that game, that inning. But Hickman, he certainly put some rhythm back into the game and some pace back in the game. And because of that, we can use him probably on Sunday. But you know, when you got a 27-man roster, you have to be pretty prudent about what you bring. We typically bring 11 or 12 pitchers, but because of that situation, we had to bring one more and one less position player. So it did affect us.
You've sat down Austin Martin for a few games. Will he be back?
Yep, he's back. He actually was with us last night, and actually we've got him playing at third base right now. So we moved him over there. Since Harrison took his spot at second base and did a pretty good job, we were thinking anyway of maybe moving Marty back over to third because he's a very good athlete. He's got quick reflexes. So I think we're going to go that way tonight.
Steven Scott, to me, Tim, is really an interesting hitter. How is he so effective at getting to those pitches inside?
You know, he's like that short-armed left-handed hitter that you see every so often. You know, Matt Stairs, Cole Calhoun right now, guys that stand on top of the plate, but they could get the pitches because they keep their hands really tight to their body. They throw jabs rather than roundhouses, and I think his bat's very quick. He's a very strong kid, and he does have power the other way, too. You see it on a day-to-day basis when you see him train, but in the game it hasn't flourished yet, but he's really, he's talking about improvement over the last couple of years. He's improved a lot as a hitter. He knows his zone very well, and he just has the same consistency every day in how he goes about his approach.
Our guest is Tim Corbin, Vanderbilt head baseball coach. He gets set to play Texas A&M tonight.
Well, Coach, against A&M, you guys are going to be playing some lefties. How's that going to, I guess, affect your lineup? Are you going to change anything?
No, some of our best hitters are all left-handed, so there's not much we can do about that. Now, what we probably will do is add a right-hander, Julian, back to first base and make Steven Scott a designated hitter. But when you're facing two lefties like this, these are both big league kids. They're Doc Sakic, he's their Friday night guy, and they got a kid named Lacey who throws the ball really, really hard on Saturday. So these are kids that can really slow you down. And if there's a strength of Texas A&M, it's left-handed pitching. If there's a strength of Vanderbilt, it's left-handed hitting. So you wonder what's going to win out in that situation. They typically say pitching wins, but we're just going to have a very good approach against these guys because Doc Sakic throws the ball well. He's got a very good breaking ball, so we're going to have a good plan when we get to the plate in order to beat him.
Well, Coach, you got your 800th win. What a heck of a milestone. Congratulations, man. did you do something special? You get a baseball? You go out to dinner? What did you do to, I guess, celebrate at least in a little way?
Yeah, no celebration, really.
Quite another
game.
Come on,
Coach.
Yeah, but no one mentioned it, and they knew why, and my wife didn't mention it. She knew why. We just didn't talk about it. It's, when things like that happen, though, they do, you do realize that you've been in a place for a long period of time, and you really enjoyed it. And that's been been a lot of fun. I mean, it's I'm very fortunate that I can do something that doesn't feel like a job, never has been a job, and you know, your days just end in Y. Saturday's like Tuesday, Monday's like Thursday. There's no weekends, there's no hump days. It's great. I'm very fortunate to have what we have here.
Coach, you got Drake Fellows going tonight. You know, his ERA kind of high, 5.32. He's getting run support. What does he have to do better, maybe, to maybe be a little more consistent?
Command the ball in the early innings. He has to be very focused in the early innings. He's a lot of leadoff hitters that reach base with Drake, and that's not really normal. It hasn't been normal with him in his past. He's a little bit of a slow starter, and once he gets going, he's pretty hard to defeat. He's a bend but not break type of pitcher, but I think commanding the breaking ball and throwing the fastball in, because he can certainly do it. So this will be a real good matchup for him. I mean, he's going to have to pitch well to beat these guys, because they're very strong club, very physical club. But early strikes would really help his situation out a great deal.
This is your team's first real road trip of the season. You got to like that's got to be good for bonding and everything else. You know, to get away from home and just, you know, sort of experience things together.
Yeah, I think this will certainly tell us who we are a little bit. Going to Arizona is one thing, because everyone's playing on neutral property there, and then we've had the comforts of home for a long period of time. So now we get to go somewhere else. And, you know, if anyone's been to A&M before, they have quite a tradition here. And much like what they do in football and basketball, seventh inning, the whole stadium gets up and rocks back and forth. And there's a lot of things that happen inside the stadium when you're here. You strike out. I got the old Chuck Connors rifleman video that goes up on their video board. That went off too many damn times in 16, so we want to try to neutralize Chuck Connors, even though he's not alive anymore. But they've got a lot going on in this stadium.
Chuck Connors, by the way, played Major League Baseball and in the NBA. I'm sure Tim Corbin knew that. Yeah, I know, exactly. Wanted to ask you, too, you know, and I know you take him one day at a time, but that Saturday matchup, you were talking about Lacy. Patrick Raby off to a great start as well. That should be a fun pitching matchup, at least on paper.
Yeah, it should. I'm anxious to see Lacy, too. I mean, he's a big kid, throws left-handed, throws 98 miles an hour. He's just a sophomore, so that's a big, big arm. But in Patrick's case, this is good for him. I mean, he's getting back into territory that he's very familiar with. He's been to Texas A&M before, and I think that's a luxury. You know, I had a long talk with the team before we took off yesterday in the classroom about that 16 group, and there's five of them when they're on this trip, and you know, that's Donnie's class, that's Donnie Everett's class. And you know, even back then, I showed him that day that we were lined up to play that regional before the tragedy happened that night. I said we feel like we're a national championship team. I showed him the notes that I made, and you know, I think that there's nothing at this point in their lives that they will go through that won't be as tough as that. But I think at this point right now, I'd really love to see them have some road success, and I'd just like to see them have success as people, because they really have done a good job of leading our team, and Patrick's been right at the top of that field.
Tim, we'll let you go. All the best tonight as you guys get SEC play started. We appreciate the time.
Okay, I do too. Thank you.
All right, we'll see you. Vanderbilt head baseball coach Tim Corbin, 800 game winner, and his Commodores are at 14-3 as they start off conference play against A&M. Should be some great pitching matchups, and that lefty against Vanderbilt's lineup will be interesting too, because about six of the nine in the batting order are left-handed for Vanderbilt. So good series. SEC baseball is a lot of fun. Of course, SEC hoops fun as well. Tournament continues tonight. Also, you know, put the lid on the Titans free agent haul with Rhett Bryan from Titans Radio. He's coming up next. This is 104.5 The Zone. Hang around.
If you've ever been frustrated with whoever worked on your vehicle because you weren't allowed to go back to the service bay and talk to the technician to show them the problem, then you have to bring it back a second or a third time to get the same thing fixed. Well, if I sound annoyed, I am annoyed. That's so annoying, right? Blaine Bishop here to tell you about Eurofix. Eurofix takes the irritation out of auto repair on European makes. Eurofix is happy to take you to the service bay in the back of the shop and talk to the technician personally and get to know him and understand your actual issue with your vehicle. And while you're back there, you won't find any oil, puddles, dirt, trash, or grime all over the floor to ruin your clothes or shoes. And if you felt lied to by other repair centers, you need to come to Eurofix. It's a place you can trust. You don't need an appointment like others insist. Just drop right on in. Eurofix provides you a free rental car with every repair, plus a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty on every repair so you drive with confidence. So for Eurofix nearest you, give them a call. 844-EUROFIX. That's 844-EUROFIX. Or visit them online at myeurofix.com.